going back to the Revias, so first of all, when we said the Mishavur, this says that when it comes to this issue of whether we say the size has changed or not, we depends on the dealing with the Mitzvah Deraisa or Mitzvah Derabbanan. So the Mitzvah Dal curses is the Mitzvah Derabbanan. Kiddush and Yom Tov is also Mitzvah Derabbanan. Kiddush Friday night is a Mitzvah Deraisa. Kiddush Friday night on wine is a Mitzvah Derabbanan. However, there is an Asmachta that the Kiddush Friday night should be said on Yayin. Therefore, the Mishabura in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph says that when it comes to this calculation of how much wine we use Kiddush for Friday night, we should be machmir on the larger shear. But any other time, the calculation can be made with the smaller shear. So the calculation made with the smaller shear is we would figure out how large an egg is. We assume that the eggs have not gotten smaller. We take an egg and a half, and we have the shear of a revius. We have all the calculation which the more gives based on the size of an amma. Of course, we then have to figure out how large an amma is, which that itself is a matter of a larger dispute. But once we can figure out how large an amma is, we can figure out how large an etzba is. And based on that, we can then figure out how large a revius is supposed to be. All that being said, there was a person at the Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim. His name is Rabbi Avram Chaim Noah, who took it upon himself to defend the calculations which were being used, as far as he understood, the Masar and Yerushalayim, the calculations, the sizes which are used for the Kazayas, for the Rias, etc. And he wrote a sefer to support that Masar. The Chazon Ish actually disputes whether that was the Masar or not. He brings that Shmuel Salant, who was the Rabbi Yerushalayim, actually had a different calculation than what Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah claims that was the Masar and Yerushalayim to do that. He took it upon himself to calculate based on the shirim of the Rambam, assuming that nothing had changed. And the Rambam did give us calculations, and based on that he came up with a calculation the size of Revius. The size of the Revius actually is quite small, according to his calculation, based on how he understands the size of an egg. And the calculation he comes up with is less than 3 ounces being the size of a Revius. 2.9 ounces is the size of a Revius. Interestingly enough, the Chazon Ish made his own calculation of the size of the eggs and came out with actually a smaller size egg than the Rabbi Chaim Noah did. But he held that you have to double the eggs because of the concern of the tzlach. So his calculation is not actually double the calculation. He says you're supposed to double them. So you would expect his calculation to be double the size of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, but it's not, simply because his calculation of the size of an egg is actually smaller than that of Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah. So the Chazon Ish comes with a calculation of a, based on this idea of doubling it, of 5.1, which is not actually the double of 2.9, it's much less than that, 5.1 ounces. The Brisker Rav came along and said, I'm going to take the calculation of the size of an egg like Rabbi Chaim Noah, I'm going to double it like the Chazon Ish says to do, and I'm going to come with even a larger size, and he comes with a size which is basically 5.8 ounces would be the largest share that you'd have to worry about. Halacha l'maisa, it's not relevant for a person to use for the Seder. For the last three curses, for sure, it's only Mitzvah Rabbanan. We don't have to use the larger size. The first curse, if it's Friday night, which is not this year, so then you could also use a smaller. If it's Friday night, you have to use a larger size. If it's the rest of like this year, it's not. So you can use a smaller size. Ramosha came along and also made a calculation of the eggs, and interestingly enough, he came up with a different size egg, which would have to assume maybe that the eggs in Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, and America, each one had their own size, and they came up with different size eggs, which would, according to the way we're learning, that would be correct, that you would have to use the eggs of your where you are. He came up with a calculation based on eggs of 3.3 ounces. I want to point out that when you drink the kais, so how much of the kais should you drink? So the law is that normally by a kais of mitzvah, the kais has to hold revius, so the shear you have to drink is mole lugmav, which is the majority of the revius. Very easy. Even if your kais is very large, you have to drink a majority of a revius. By it comes to the kais of dalet kaisis, interestingly enough, the Mishabura introduces it's only by the kais of dalet kaisis, an opinion which says you should drink rive of the kais. No matter how large the kais is, you should drink rive of the kais, and preferably the whole kais. So if you have your Tata Miriam's kais that she gave you for her mitzvah present and it holds 9 ounces, you're supposed to drink 9 ounces. if you have your halakhically preferable kais, which holds 4 ounces, you drink 4 ounces, right? So it makes sense to use a smaller cup than to use this very nice, beautiful kais. You will use it for kashal yo, and not for your drinking, for your normal purposes. So the amount that the kais has to hold really is a fairly small amount, even according to the Chazon Ish, is a fairly small amount, because it's a mitzvah de rabbanon. You can take a kais which holds 3.5 ounces, and you could use it, according to almost every, I think every opinion, you could use that kais, drink the full kais, and that's much better in halacha than using your 8-ounce kais and drinking only a smaller amount. Sardar are not makbin on this issue of drinking the derived kais or the whole kais. They hold you, still it's always a halacha of Rav Revius, so they wouldn't have this limitation. So a person takes a 4-ounce cup, so he's good to go, without, way beyond any shita that he has to worry about. If it's a case where the Seder is Friday night, and the first kais, a person can use a larger kais and then switch to a smaller kais. How much of the larger kais should he use? According to Moshe, the larger calculation he actually makes is 4.4 ounces. So you take a 4.5-ounce cup, and you fulfill that as well. There's a good argument that the Chazon Ish makes this larger calculation. When you look at other places, the Chazon Ish, he seems to agree that really could be a pasuk, it's a smaller amount. So again, so the numbers which we're going to use is, according to Rav Chaim Noah, the shear of Revius is 2.9 ounces. According to Rav Moshe, the smaller shear is 3.3 ounces, and the larger shear is 4.4 ounces. According to Chazon Ish, the larger shear is 5.1 ounces. Any size cup beyond that, and according to Biskarov, the shear is 5.8 ounces. Any cup beyond that, it doesn't seem to make sense that you would want to do that. Your cup does have to hold a Revius. You can't take a very small cup less than the size of a Revius. Your cup must hold a Revius, and preferably you should drink the whole cup. Mm-hmm. And if not the whole cup, but the majority of the cup. The shear of be drinking, if your cup is very large, you should still do so for the mitzvah of dalet kaisis. But any other kashal mitzvah, according to the Svarim, even the dalet kaisis, the shear is a drink of mole lugmav, which in general is calculated as the majority of a revius, based on the numbers that we said, it would be a little more than half of those numbers. Have a good morning.